Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat with Betsy Peterson, the owner of Betsy Peterson Designs, and Emily Leslie on the Perry Chamber of Commerce board. So, Betsy, Emily, thank you guys for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Betsy, we'll start with you. You have an open house coming up here pretty soon. That's a holiday open house. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, every year Eric and I try to have a open house with some of our new work and celebrate the Christmas season. And this year we're doing something a little bit new. We're opening on a Friday night, November 17th from 5 to 8. Before the Rotary Auction, stop by and see a preview of our new things for sale. And then Saturday, November 18th and Sunday the 19th, 10 to 5 and 12 to 4. So our second open house will be in December the 9th and 10th. So we'll have some new things out for the December 9th open house.
All right. Give us a little audio preview of what we can expect to see at these open houses. Like, what type of art and products and stuff are you going to be featuring here?
Well, my husband, Eric, always does very functional kitchenware that you can use in your dishwasher and microwave. We just ate a bowl of soup out of his bowls last night at supper. So soup bowls, mugs, serving dishes, very functional and useful. And he also uses local materials to create his glazes and earthy feel to them. I'll have some new things this year. Some of the same classic Betsy things, such as stars and trees and figures that are snowmen and Santa Clauses. My mom was a big Santa, an artist, and made Santas. So since her passing, I've been trying to figure out what a Betsy Peterson Santa would be. So made some new ones of those this year, too. Also a new Santa face that's on my invitation, and we'll have that in various media, too. So you'll just have to come and see what that Santa face is upon.
All right, absolutely. Now, another thing that you have been working on and are still working on is a map of the downtown area. I have seen it. It is very, very impressive. What can you tell me about this?
Kind of the origin of this map is that talking with the chamber, when Bob was the director, we would say, where can we get a map to make wayfinding for tourists? The location of Betsy Peterson Designs is 1121 2nd Street, and it's right around the corner from the hotel. And the days I'm open, I spend a good portion of my day helping people find their way around Perry. Thanks to Rob Winger, he, after the chocolate walk, got a small little visual map of the downtown and some of the businesses, including Alice's house. And I hand several of those out a week, just helping people find their way around Perry. What about if we had a artful, beautiful, colorful map to number each building and give tourists, because we want people from out of town as well to come to Perry and enjoy their time. So over the last, probably it's taken me 2 years off and on just working on it. It's part collage, part just kind of a mixed media map. It has the latitude and longitude and all the downtown buildings, shows the bike trail, the current one, and the proposed Let's Connect trail. And yeah, let's call this phase one of Perry, Iowa wayfinding map. Part of the artwork on the design where it says map of Perry, Dallas County, came from an 1869 original town plat that I found in some research, and used part of the design of that map on this 2017 map. So that's kind of exciting too.
Yeah, definitely. Where can people get this map? Like, is it available yet, or is it still kind of in the works before you'll be releasing it to the public?
We will launch it this weekend at Art on the Prairie. We'll have a couple framed versions of it, and then you can buy a copy as a card or a 11 by 17 poster. So that will be available this weekend, and there's a special deal. They're $20 maps, and this weekend, if you buy two maps, you get one for half price. This third one for half price. So,
now, beautiful segue there. Art on the Prairie is, like you said, this weekend, and your store is one of the 8 locations. Emily's building is also one of the 8 locations. So what can you tell me about what people can find in your business this weekend?
We will have 10 artists in our building this year, including Eric and I. And there'll be seven upstairs, some local, some from the region. And we'll have live music in that upstairs area as well. And we'll have some arrows to show you how to get to our basement, because down there we have something very exciting this year. We have the Challenger Proof Press that was moved down there and donated by the Koch Printing in Des Moines. We will have three printmakers down in the basement, and they will be talking about printmaking. They would like to create our section of the basement of our kind of art building to promote and teach about printmaking and that it's an art as well. It used to be useful, and now it's useful and beautiful. So that is very exciting to have the three very well-known printmakers down there demonstrating and showing their wares.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you get involved with Art on the Prairie to begin with?
I live in Perry. It's kind of become a art and culture theme for Perry, and we're trying to create that feel all year long. But thanks to Jenny and Mary Rose and their team, they have fashioned and created and thought of all the details of how to make this a class act with food and music and art and literature and the whole art ball of wax. So,
all right. Well, I will definitely make sure I stop into your store on Saturday or Sunday during Art on the Prairie. Now we'll bring in Emily Leslie from the Chamber Board. Now, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe, is Small Business Saturday. And that is obviously a big deal for the Chamber.
Yeah, as a chamber, we really wanted to focus on Small Business Saturday, which is November 25th. And so we applied for the Small Business Saturday or Shop Local Kit through American Express. And we were provided with canvas bags, marketing. We had them displayed at the chili feed for those people that were able to partake in that. But we now have Shop Small canvas bags to hand out. So what we're going to do is the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, we encourage the public and the community to stop by the Chamber office, City Hall, the library, or Raccoon River Valley Bike Company, also Betsy Peterson Design Store, to get your free Shop Small canvas bag. And it's just a neat way to support each other, to shop small, see the bag, know that, you know, we're all trying to support the community that we live in. Also that day on November 25th, the Chamber would like to thank the businesses that are open and working hard for their community. And Matt Roy from Hy-Vee will be helping us provide free donuts that morning just for a way to say thank you to those individuals that are working that day.
All right. Now, as far as the bag is concerned, you had me at free bag, so I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Now, the day before Small Business Saturday is a very big event here in Perry. That is the Lighted Christmas Parade.
Right. And we are excited about the Lighted Christmas Parade. I feel like that's kind of a small town favorite, and a lot of people are trying to, you know, come up with their ideas of what should we have for our floats, our vans, our trucks, how can we, you know, light them up. And so we're excited to have everybody participate in the Lighted Christmas Parade. It can be organizations, it could be businesses, it could be groups of people. We just ask that, you know, it is lit up, it is fun, and it's creative. The lineup does start at 6, with the parade starting at 7. Following the parade is the post-holiday lighted parade party at La Poste.
All right, so what can we expect from that? I know I'll talk to Jenny more about that later, but what can you, Emily Leslie, tell me about that?
So what's exciting about the post-holiday lighted parade party is it's for all ages. So we have Jenny Eklund and her team have really come together and have a fun night for everyone at La Poste. Santa will be arriving at 7:45. So then you've got all of your little ones that just adore Santa. And then St. Pat Singers will be coming at 8 p.m. And then the Perry High School Carolers will be coming at 8:15. She also, of course, will be providing free hot chocolate. She'll be baking chocolate chip cookies right there at La Poste, so you know what that's going to smell like. And I know that she's got some great visual poinsettias, and she'll have her beautiful Christmas trees. So we're all excited about just that event at La Poste and celebrating all the different age groups. And for the adults, she has the One Woman Symphony Genevieve coming at 8:30. There'll also be snacks. I know Andy has a special holiday drink that he'll be featuring. So really, it's for all age groups. It's for families. When you're trying to figure out what to do for the holiday, you've been inside, you've watched your football, you've ate your turkey, come out, enjoy the holiday lighted parade, and then make sure on the 25th that you shop local in Perry.
All right. I will definitely do all of those things. So, Emily, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
We just want to encourage everybody to come out this weekend, of course, for Art in the Prairie and enjoy the community that they live in.
All right, definitely. Well, Emily, Betsy, thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Emily Leslie and Betsy Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.